You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner explores the dirt under our feet and sweeps it into a history lesson.
We walk on it, we sweep it out of our homes, and we pay money for it, and we fight for it. There's just something about dirt. We mold it, shape it, pile it into specific forms for our uses, from forts made of dirt to pottery made of clay. Dirt was pushed into mounds to create ancient cities. The oldest civilization on earth, built upon the flatlands of southern Iraq, contained peculiar mounds of earth shaped to resemble mountains. Soil has been identified with locations and even with religions. When you think about it, we owe our lives to dirt, since it provides nourishment for the vegetation we eat and the animals that we carnivores enjoy. You may be thinking, this is an odd subject for a history commentary, but much of history is about war, and war, as much as it is about ideologies, is about land. Victors conquer land, and dirt is also economically significant. Think about things like oil, gold, and precious gems like diamonds. People have made vast fortunes because of what was found underneath the ground, surrounded by dirt. A major struggle over land from ancient times to the modern day has occurred in the Middle East. The land that is now Israel has been almost constantly fought over for at least 4,500 years. Every culture and nation that has owned or occupied it has considered the place mystical, even magical. It is at the core of the religious fervor of the Jews, the Muslims, and Christians. All three religions have something in common. They are called children of the book, and consider it truly to be the Holy Land. The Middle East offers not just religious significance, but geographic significance as well. It also holds economic promise with rich oil stores in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, and Kuwait. Let's take a look at the dirt in the Red River Radio region. Land that is hilly with red clay supports forestry. Towns are small, and life tends to be more rural. Soil that is flat and sandy is perfect for agriculture, based upon cattle or crops like cotton, corn, or soybeans. A river running through it offers recreational opportunities like fishing on Toledo Bend. If the river is navigable, commerce is enhanced. It may even offer an inland port. Dirt controls the color of rivers. For example, our Red River gets its distinctive hue from the red beds of sand and shale in the Permian Basin in Texas and Oklahoma. The Washita River at Camden is often an emerald green, colored by the rocks through which it passes near hot springs. The Sabine is usually brown, reflecting the alluvial soil that it drains. Some regions have an almost mystical attachment to their dirt. Texans have written about it for almost 200 years, calling it the sacred soil of Texas. It imbues them with pride for their state, as if the very dirt beneath their feet has a special quality that the Lord Almighty has decreed to be exalted above all others. This is not just a Texas peculiarity. It is a Southern one as well. Southerners have always been bound to the soil, which provided their livelihood from the earliest days as European colonies. Whether subsistence crops and tobacco in Virginia or sugar cane, indigo, and cotton in Louisiana, the soil has always provided not just nourishment but profit. Civilizations are inextricably tied to their soil. It is not that way in the North, particularly in New England, where the earth is rock-bound and manufacturing, not agriculture, has been its economic engine. Perhaps soil is at the very crux of why Southern attitudes differ from those of our Northern neighbors. Dirt is something simple, so mundane, almost ignored. Yet the dirt under your feet has significance. It has history that matters.